Have you guys noticed that the Chipotle just like every Chipotle you walk in now is so fucking dirty and just like a train wreck?
No, it went down a lot. I will say most of them went down a lot in quality, but I feel like they're...
What, do you got some Chipotle stock or something?
No, but they're making great burritos right now.
Are they?
But I feel like I haven't had good burritos from them
in I've had years. A streak of good burritos too, Owen, and I had a while where like the thing was never folded right. It was they're back.
I'm going back a lot now because they got it down. I guess, for a while because they sucked.
Yeah, you are right. I guess the last few times I've had it, it's been good, but there was a while where I'm like, they fucked up the order or like, because I sometimes order and pick it up.
Yeah, that's always a risk, but I think the guy... I might just be making this up, but I think the guy that originally started, you know how he sold it to McDonald's and then I think McDonald's just sold it to someone else. He bought it back, I guess.
Classic story.
So he's, I think, redoing how it should be.
Yeah, a lot of the stuff they undid. Just like,
yeah, so I think Chipotle's on its way back up.
It is fucking... When I get... So sometimes I contemplate getting it delivered. And so I usually get three meals. So Lisa, me, and the boys share one. $50 for three.
Yeah, Chipotle delivering meals. Chipotle is a fucking ripoff.
And then you cut it down to pick up, and it goes to like $30.
Yeah, it's insane. Delivery's crazy.
I would never order delivery. Maybe for a pizza every once in a while, but I can't remember the last time I ordered delivery.
Kevin, I'll do this for you. Let's get back to Bluey. I could tell that you're starting to be like, fuck, we gotta stay on track here. I'm
here we go. All right, today we are talking about a 2018 TV series called Bluey. Bluey is an Australian animated preschool television series which premiered on ABC Kids. The program was created by some Australian dude, and everybody seems to love it. Dennis, do you have a Bluey fan here?
Yes, and it's my guess, and it's someone you guys all know. Fred, my son.
Hey, Freddy.
The biggest Bluey fan. Say hi.
Hi.
Hi, Fred.
You finally get to see your dad work, huh? This is his job.
Bluey.
So wait, Fred, before we talk about Bluey, can I ask you a few more questions?
Yeah.
How old are you?
Four.
You're four? Mm-hmm. What's your favorite part about being four as opposed to being three like your brother?
I don't know.
Are you in school?
You smell the microphone? Fred is a big Bluey fan.
Ooh.
But hey, why don't you tell him a little bit about, you met them before, right? Where'd you meet Kevin at?
I don't know.
I could tell you. I met you at your house.
Okay.
Don't blow in the microphone because
we were playing. We were playing in your toy area.
Yeah.
Remember Kevin? And then we were searching for a wallet or something at one point.
My phone for like an hour.
Oh yeah.
I don't know what the phone really did.
Do you feel a little awkward? Yeah.
Don't need to feel awkward. You're doing great.
You met Owen before too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you remember when you met me?
Mm-hmm.
Good. You'll have to remind me because I can't remember the first time.
You forgot.
All right. Well, enough with the chit chat.
Well, I think you asked him some more questions.
Yeah. Well, let's get to business. I say.
All right. Don't touch me.
Can you name all four main characters in Bluey, Fred?
Okay.
Do you want me to help start you off? There's Mom.
Mom.
Dad. Meet Bingo.
Yep.
Bingo.
I like your Australian accent. That was great.
And what's the last one?
Bluey.
Which one's your favorite?
Bluey.
Why? Why do you like Bluey?
Funny.
Bluey is pretty funny. I agree.
You think Bluey's funny? I think Bluey's kind of a troublemaker.
She's kind of funny. She's
I don't find anything Bluey's doing to be funny. I find it actually quite
frustrating.
She
screams her head off.
I didn't catch that. What was that?
She screams her head off.
Oh, yeah. That's funny.
That's my next question for you, Fred. What? Is Bluey a boy or a girl?
A boy. No, a girl.
Bluey is a girl. I was shocked that Bluey was a girl. They're both girls, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
Is Bluey your favorite show?
Mm-hmm.
Or what's your other favorite show?
Minecraft.
Minecraft's your other favorite show?
And Bluey.
What else do you like? What's your favorite thing in the whole wide world, like to draw or to color?
I like to draw Bluey coloring butts.
No.
Do you like skeletons, maybe? Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Whoa, look at that.
Oh, as we can see, Fred is wearing a full skeleton outfit from head to toe.
Ooh, oh, and at the bottom full of it, pizza and donuts and candy corn and a dinosaur.
And a dinosaur, Jinx.
It's not real.
Oh, it's not? I thought it was real. Oh, yeah, look at that. I should have known. You tricked me.
Oh, we thought you put your bones outside your body.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Show them your tats.
Oh, you have tattoos, Fred?
Do you have one that says Modest Mouse? Oh, you do? Just like
that, where'd you get that tattoo from, Fred?
Scav, my friend Gavin's birthday.
Yeah, I had to take him to a birthday party. I was the only dad there out of all the moms.
Michael's dad was there.
Oh, yeah, Michael's dad was there at the end, but he didn't stay. He left. He dropped him off and left.
Fred, can I ask you another question about Bluey?
Yeah.
Do you think the dad in Bluey reminds you of your dad?
Mm-hmm.
That's a good question. Do you think Mum reminds you of your mom?
Mm-hmm.
And does Bingo remind you of Ozzy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Interesting. There does seem to be... Okay, can I ask you a different question, Fred?
Mm-hmm.
Is there going to be anybody else in your family?
It's my cousin.
I was thinking a little bit more immediate. Do you have any other family members that you're excited about meeting?
I don't.
Who else is in your family? Who else might be coming in your family soon?
My baby sister.
Have we heard a name yet for this baby sister?
No.
Yeah, what do you want to name her?
I forgot.
That's the name you pick?
That's a weird name to pick, Fred.
I forgot what name.
You don't want
to. I forgot Drelishek.
Boo boo. What's the thing? Boo boo. What does Muffin say?
Boo boo babu.
That's a good name. I think you should stick with that, Dennis. Boo boo babu Drelishek. Is Babu the middle name or is that the full first name? Boo boo babu.
Boo Boo Babu is the first name.
Okay. So we'll just have to figure out a middle name. Yep.
I have a lot more questions for you, Fred.
I should have warmed him up yeah. for 5 minutes.
Yeah, just put him in the microwave, warm him up a little bit, get him out when he's ready.
We shake him up.
Okay.
All right. Oh, he's ready to go. Kevin, fire
Fred. Me. I got another big question for you. What are you doing tomorrow?
Going to school, boring school.
Going to boring school? You think school is boring?
Mm-hmm.
What do you do at school?
I do.
Why are you talking like that?
Because I have a...
Hey, you're picking your nose on camera. They see that.
I think I have a...
Tell them what you did today. Where'd you go?
I go to...
Taekwondo.
Oh, you went to Taekwondo. Is that like karate?
Mm-hmm.
Did you kick and punch?
Mm-hmm.
Ew, it's a booger. Get that out of here. Trying to make me eat it.
So you were kicking and punching some people at Taekwondo class?
No, I like kick and I like did an X kick so hard it fell out of a guy's hand.
Whoa!
And he didn't hit me with those things in his hand. We're supposed to duck.
Yeah. What's his name? Master?
Grandmaster.
Oh, yeah, Grandmaster.
Master P. Started his own taekwondo.
What about Master P. Jeweler Shack?
That's a good baby name.
I like that.
Yeah.
All right, Fred, I think we got something here.
Well, how about you just tell them your favorite episodes of Bluey, and then you can go with Mommy, okay? Get that booger out of here. Why don't you throw your hand? Yeah.
Oh, no.
Fred was in Taekwondo once, and him and Ozzy both got kicked out of the class because they were both picking their nose at the exact same time, and they kicked them out to go wash their hands because they're, like, very strict there.
It's fair.
I guess the whole thing is discipline.
Yeah. It is.
All right, Fred, tell us what your favorite episode of Bluey is.
It's Muffin Skip to Sleep Dance Mode.
Oh, I watched Dance Mode.
Did you? What's your favorite?
Your favorite episode's Dance Mode? Do you ever put your dad in Dance Mode?
Watch this. I got
Show him the dance I taught you. Okay. Here, right here. You got to stand up and do it here. Do it.
All right, for the listeners, he's standing on a desk of sorts or table, and he's doing a bit of a booty shake or like a butt wobble.
I'm doing a bacon.
Bacon dance.
It's hard to do it on.
Yeah, it's a hard dance.
I'll teach you how to dance. Five, four, two, one.
All right, Fred. Well, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. Is there anything you want to plug?
I have Bluey toys down here.
Okay, well, all the listeners, Fred has Bluey toys down in his basement.
And I have a Bluey stuffy.
And he has a Bluey stuffy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you want to shout out anyone, like your brother or any like characters or anything? Say what's up to them. Everyone's listening. Say what's up.
What's up?
I didn't explain that well enough.
That's good. They got the message.
All right. Thanks, Fred. You're welcome back anytime. This is a really great conversation.
Bye, hot dog.
Ooh. Oh, roasted.
All right. Good job. Okay.
Good job, Fred.
I'm going to take him upstairs real quick.
I've never interviewed a 4 or 5-year-old before. That's tough.
Yeah, it was very hard. He wasn't giving us anything back.
No.
Nothing to play off of.
Bonjour, je suis le grand musicien.
Je suis la jeune fille.
What is this for, like, in the middle of it?
Yeah, in the middle, we're just going to put it in there like, hey, thanks for listening.
Not talking like that.
Okay.
I refuse to make it sound like a commercial. Yeah. You just got to tell everyone that they need to follow us on social media at PicFreaks on TikTok and Instagram and to... Give us 5-star rating. You can roast us, but don't give us less than 5 stars.
Yeah,
that's all we have to say.
So just say that.
Is there Kevin, any,
go?
Yeah, if you're you're listening,
just cut what I said and put it on there. Who cares?
Muzzy now comes with 4 videos, 2 audios, a script book, parents guide, and new exciting CD-ROM. Plus, there's free bonus with your paid order.
We got Dennis's kids interview out of the way. We're rolling, but today. We are talking about Bluey. Dennis, how much Bluey have you watched in your household?
I watch probably an hour of it every single day for the last 8 months.
There are not that many seasons of it, so you must be rewatching a lot of episodes.
That's like 10 episodes a day.
We'll talk about the episodes you've seen, but not 10 episodes. It's probably like it's what we put on before they go to bed every single night because it's like more of a calm show than like other shows. But yeah, I watch it a lot. And the boys, we like to let them show it because the siblings are really nice to each other.
Yeah.
Which is like never happens in our house. So
yeah,
it's a good show for that.
And it's just I agree. It's a very peaceful learning but entertaining show as opposed to like some chaotic shows that kids probably watch. I guess if you let them watch things that are not intended for them, like Ghostbusters, it's probably gonna fuck them up.
Taking a break from Celebrity Deathmatch
or just compare to like fucking these YouTube kid shows like Vlad and Nikki. I don't know if you ever heard of that, but it's basically all these Russian, like, people from like Eastern Europe. Somehow there's like five different families: Vlad and Nikki, Vania Mania kids, Diane toys, and they're all like Eastern European. They have all of these accents, and it's just them, like, these really colorful and like crazy situations and slime and like, damn, all this like overstimulated virality stuff.
Is that the right word? Virality for viral?
Yeah,
it's, they got it down over there. Well, if you look at their buildings in Russia, like Moscow, those buildings are crazy colors.
Yeah.
So yeah, aren't they all just like just gray? Life.
No, they're, look at Moscow downtown. It's crazy. It's like
a Kremlin,
a chocolate factory.
I guess that's probably a way of combating the fact that it's always like just gray outside and snowy. They have to like liven it up somehow.
But these people move. They're like Eastern European, but they don't live there. The one people live in like Miami, the other people live in Dubai. So, and they just seem to have like, they live in mansions. It's all filmed in these mansions, but these shows are just like made for the thumbnail. Like the whole entire premise is so that the kid clicks the show.
And honestly, they just sound like con artists. They're all probably just renting the same mansion, filming the same content at the same place.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Cashing overworked the same checks though. Big yeah. ones.
All right, Owen, what's your history with Bluey?
Didn't know it was an Australian show. I thought I was watching a like knockoff when I first started. I was like, this isn't right.
This Mum? Is a different language.
MUM? I was like, what the fuck is this? This must not be it. And the fact that they were 8 minutes, I was like, I definitely have the wrong show. That turns out I had the right one. But first time watching and caught myself smiling and being like, wow. Oh, that was kind of good.
Did you watch it by yourself?
Yeah, so in the bathroom during a break. I watched one episode.
I would love if you're at your desk watching this and one of your boys walk in.
With like a really critical question.
Yeah.
And you're watching Bluey. They catch you.
I think that'd go over a while. I was trying to figure out new paint colors. Bluey.
I like that scenario. Like they're in the factory and they're just like, have like a really difficult question to answer. Like, we need to go to the smartest guy we know, Owen. And then they walk in and you're watching Bluey.
I know for a fact they don't think I'm the smartest person they know. So,
but you're disciplined. You're that. Disciplined.
Sure. And then I watched it. I took Buddy to tutor. While he was at tutor, I was watching it in the car. So,
okay. While driving?
He had 45 minutes to kill. I was like, this is a perfect time to do this.
Yeah.
I just realized Dennis conned us a bit, Owen.
Oh, for sure.
He picked something that he didn't have to watch.
I know. He's already called it out as soon as he called it last week. I was like, okay, just because you don't have to do any extra work.
What a con artist.
Yeah, this is my most watched show. I was thinking about it. I've seen this show more than any other show.
Did you do any extra effort towards this? Did you even watch an extra 8-minute episode?
I mean,
you didn't watch
shit, I did dude. Watch the I suggested you guys episodes. And
good job, Dennis. Dennis suggested us episodes. That's the work he did.
I've seen every episode so many times I can like quote it before.
Okay,
the line.
Let's see the notes.
I don't have notes.
Oh, no notes. Okay. Okay.
So no extra effort. Okay. Got it. All right. So
I brought my kid in. I had to put my other kid to bed, and Lisa was mad at me. She's like, "And you're going to watch the Cavs game tomorrow too?"
Oh, you're going to watch the Cavs game?
Yeah, nice. With Mr. B, Drew the listener, having
Drew
a fan meetup.
Listener, I like that. Drew the listener is his new nickname.
And one of our guests' husband, Devin's husband.
Oh, wow. The pedal wagon.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys go into one before?
Huh? No. Sam just likes those.
No, die.
I like that. We need to have, okay, so we have Mr. B, Drew the listener, and then just the pedal wagon king or something.
Yeah.
Or like Mr. Pedal Wagon. Okay. So I don't know much about Bluey. I just know, as I mentioned, that parents and kids both seem to enjoy it a lot. Like, it's just way more interesting than your classic kid content.
Yeah, and I know, I have a theory on that. We can get into that later.
Let's not get into that quite yet. But my first thing I noticed when I was trying to find Bluey is that Disney Plus, the app on Roku, is really hard to find. And maybe that's because I don't use it a ton. But it has, like, do you guys have Roku television?
Yeah. We do.
And my theory behind that is it's almost like this really weird light blue color. It just doesn't have the pop factor of, like, Hulu or a Netflix.
They changed that like a month ago, and I pass it up all the time now, because it used to be, it's now this like grayish blue, and it used to be like the classic Disney blue.
Yeah, I wonder if that's because, Kevin, you're just looking for that deep blue that you always remember, and your mind is just skipping over the other colors and the other ones.
It just shows how much though, like those little app icons and like little things matter. Like it just catches your attention. Like I'm just way more inclined to go to Netflix or Hulu. My quick theory is that I think Disney Plus and Hulu are slowly merging because they're both owned by the same company, and they're maybe just like trying to like get everybody to go to Hulu now for they're everything.
Slowly just going to keep changing the colors until they're the same. And then the D turns into Doo-doo. Hulu. Yeah. I'm like, what? When did this happen?
Yeah, but I ended up watching my first step. I watched two episodes completely at random. Not completely at random. I just know that television shows start to peak around season two, season three. So I went a little bit deeper into the catalog.
So the suggestions I sent, just you guys
never read them.
Didn't listen
never read them.
To that at all.
I listened, Dennis.
Okay.
I watched one of the three.
Okay.
I tried watching the long one, but I couldn't find it on YouTube.
I actively avoided yours just because I wanted a fresh perspective. I didn't want to go in getting like two great episodes. I just wanted.
I didn't send you the great. I sent you the ones that encompass.
It's one that Dennis has seen the most, so he doesn't need to do extra homework. So that's why I picked up.
No,
Kevin,
no.
Which ones did you watch?
Well, yeah, let me quiz me on these. Let's see how well I know them.
Okay, yeah, tell him. Well, what? How do you want the quiz to go? You want him to tell you what happened in the episode, or tell?
I
want to
see if I'm a bingo. Hey, can we take one
bingo
of those
bluey
again?
Mom or dad?
Yeah.
Oh, and I say we do it this way. I say, so how many episodes did you watch, Owen?
Three.
You watched three. Damn. Well done.
They're 8 minutes. That's 20. It took me 24 minutes.
And they're actually only like 7 minutes because the last 30 seconds are credits.
Well, why don't we just, Owen, take turns just talking about. So did you label like what season, what episode it was?
Hell no.
Okay. Well, Owen, you just pick an episode. Tell Dennis what the name of the episode was. Let's get his initial thoughts on it, and then we can expand on it, and then we'll just take turns.
Oh God, this might actually, I might suck at this.
I won't go over the first. I'll give Dennis a softball. First one that I watched was this the sleepover.
Okay, I just watched that one tonight.
Did you watch it because you recommended it?
That's Freddie's favorite one.
Actually. Okay. Can we have one more segment in this? Can we have me guess what it's about?
Yes. We'll say it. Dennis, yeah. And whoever watched it, to like Kevin, you'll do the same and I'll guess. Dennis is always in the same spot, but me and you trade off.
Okay, I'm going to guess really quick what the sleepover is about.
Okay.
Bluey and Bingo both are allowed to have friends sleep over.
Keep going.
I imagine that there's some conflict between the two different friends that they have over. That's all I got.
Not quite. What happens at the sleepover?
Dennis.
The sleepover is about Bluey and Bingo have their cousin's Muffin come over, who's like the wild child of the Bluey universe, kind of like the bad girl. And she's in the phase of childhood where she skips naps. And so Bluey and Bingo's mom, Chili, said, hey, you guys get to stay up late tonight. But Muffin shows up and she's all sleepy because she doesn't skip a nap. So they try to keep her awake for a very long time while playing games so they can stay up late in a selfish sort of way. And then they realize like, oh, wow, Muffin really needs to go to sleep. And they eventually, they're playing this like dinner party game, and she eventually goes to sleep with a flamingo.
Nope, not what happened at all. Dennis nailed it. That's basically the exact episode. It was almost as long as the entire episode. But so this character is a common, keeps coming back, the cousin.
Yeah. Yeah. I like it because she's like basically like the bat, like a kid that's out of control. Yeah.
It was fun. It was entertaining for sure.
Yeah.
Well, so here's what I realized about Bluey. It's basically Seinfeld. It's like Seinfeld for kids and adults. Like, it's just like they're accounting for everybody. Like, the parents have plot lines. The kids have plot lines. Like, there's jokes and situations that everybody can relate to. And it's, yeah.
That's why I wanted you guys to watch that 30-minute one. Because that the 30-minute episode one was not made for kids at all. It was made for
adults. I wanted to, but I couldn't find it. That was what my plan was, to watch it during
But I think that's the main reason that people like the show is just the parents are like very realistic. And they're realistic and very nice to their kids still. Like, where they're like, I don't want to play, like that sort of, like, I don't want to play right now, but they're still doing it in a very like nice way. And so it's like every parent feels that way and they like try to act that way also.
For sure.
I just imagine this writer's room works very hard. They're like, every character has to like account for something. Like,
says no.
No, they'd be like, okay, like, they'd be like, okay, Muffin's here, everybody's chaotic.
Dude, this is
like, how would the dad react? Like, how would the dad genuinely react?
This is the easiest show to ever write, and it's crazy it took so long. They literally are just taking family. All right, so this is how I imagine it goes down, is whoever creates the show, it just watches his kids, and it's like, wow, this could be a Bluey episode. And he takes each part of it or watches other kids, and it's like, this could be a Bluey episode. And his wife is getting so pissed at him because he's just obsessed with Bluey episodes and he can't get out of Bluey land. But all he has to do is like see the situation. They're 7 minutes long. They're such quick shows. This is the easiest thing. We could create this right now. Kevin, I said the sleepover, and you're like, sleepover, this is what happens. It's like, it's almost what happened. But you just got to make it a little more like intuitive, where you got the nice parents and the kids are nice. But you write who the character is, and they just play that same person all the time. Shit's easy.
I don't know. I kind of agree with Kevin, because there's an episode called Sticky Gecko where the whole thing is about, you throw that, they threw, you know, those like
sticky hand thing. And
yeah,
it's up
they
on
threw
the
it
ceiling.
On the ceiling, and the whole time,
of course,
they're in one room. It's like Seinfeld. They're in one room the entire time. The mom is trying to get them out the door, but they refuse to leave until the sticky gecko falls, and like some other things happen.
Dude, that's like when we have Sarah's like sister and their kids over. We had the sticky things. They were doing shit like that. They threw them up all on the ceiling, and they were waiting for them to go down.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Like, I think I don't think most kids shows put that kind of effort into it. I don't think they make them as realistic as that. I think they just go, "Hey, let's write an episode about peanut butter and peanut butter gets stuck on the like these they take the time to make
good
realistic
episode.
Situations happen." And they like really write them.
But the writer's room, I think, it's a small room. And
I think Owen, what you're trying to say is
they're watching kids do stuff and like, "Well, just do what they just did."
I think what most I would say that most probably shows are written by single people, and I think this show probably has to have some people that have kids, like, because it seems obvious to like you and I, like how kids act and these situations.
And I think it's very well thought out and planned and prepped.
Yeah, I agree.
But it seems so is bad. I think it's good. This is just, I'm like, these are easy situations. It's like, I could watch Jack and Buddy doing something. It's like, you can make this and do a Bluey show. The guy just, he did a good job of deciding that it's going to be dogs.
How do you know it's a guy?
Australian. Well, women can't do something like this. That's the problem.
Oh, and did you have any other loose thoughts on the sleepover?
Prove me wrong that it was a guy or a girl that did it.
Did you have any other thoughts on the sleepover?
This is a hard take.
The episode you watched.
Let me see the
Sorry, Kevin. I've seen
executive
red.
Producer is. Let me see. Owen doesn't think a woman could do this. All right, Joe Brum could be a girl.
Right.
Joe in Australia.
Joe. J O E or is it J O?
J O E.
Yeah, it's a guy. It's short for Joseph.
Yeah, it's a guy.
Google him. Google him. Let's see him.
Joe Brum. Joe Brum nude. He looks like what you would imagine. Kind of looks like Edgar Wright, the British director.
Yeah, I can picture that. Long black hair.
Yeah. Gray
almost
beard.
Like a vampire.
Yeah. Wait, NASCAR's Dale Earnhardt Jr. has some thoughts on Bluey. Uh-oh.
All right, we'll get to that next episode. I watched an episode. It was season 2, episode 3. I believe it was one of Fred's favorites, or at least part of it was Fred's favorite. It's called Dance Mode. Owen, what do you think Dance Mode is about?
Okay, so I think Dance Mode is they are all in a room and they're learning how to dance. And
this is so easy to write. Let's hear it, Owen.
Song. All right. Listen. All right. So then they get one person stops dancing. They touch the other person. The next person starts dancing and they do it a little goofy.
Oh, your episode's so boring, Owen. Where's the episode conflict? The episode I watched was really interesting. I thought this was easy to write.
You're just describing this didn't happen dancing. In my household. This didn't happen in my household. So.
Dennis, what's Dance Mode about?
I wasn't done.
Okay.
But go on, Dennis. Yeah, tell us what it's really about. Because I was gonna
Dance
say
Mode is basically a game that exists in the
Blueyverse,
Bluey family, where the kids, if they touch the parents' tails, they have to dance in that situation.
I just said they touch them and they dance.
No matter what. But here's the thing. So Bingo, the youngest Bluey family child, Healers, that's their last name, Healer Child, basically gets 3 dance modes. But her sister and her mom keep taking the dance modes from her and like giving them to other people. And by the end of it, she's like pissed because she's like, you guys basically are just...
Dennis, do you mind if I cut you off? You did a good job, but you're underselling it a little bit. And we got to really sell this to Owen.
No, because I said they touch the one person, the one person dances. So I got...
You are right on that. Yeah, that action.
Owen, so in the Bluey universe, dance mode is almost like currency for these kids. So one of the Bluey, or Bingo, is upset with her father because... the father stole one of her French fries. So as a repayment, they give her 3 dance mode uses. Basically, she can use dance mode anytime she wants. Gets 3 wishes, almost 3 dance modes. But her sister and her mom end up like convincing her to use her dance modes for random things that she doesn't care about. Like one, her mom has to dance in traffic, which is really dangerous. 2, the dad has to dance like at the counter of a convenience store. And yeah, Dennis, this is where you kind of summed it up. Like she's just upset because like somebody kind of took advantage of her currency because she's younger and more naive.
Yes. And the other thing about the show too is the adults like really sell the game they're playing. Like they almost can't control them. They can't control themselves with the game. So, yeah.
Which and I imagine that's how it seems from the perspective of your kids. Like when you're with your kids, Dennis, you're like, they're like, you're a Frankenstein. And all of a sudden you become Frankenstein.
It's so hard to do. These are the best parents ever.
Yeah. That's like, what I'm saying. In the back of my head, I'm like, is this over yet? sort of thing.
You're like, come on. Like, I'm not fucking doing this right now. Be like, no, this is just one time. I'm not doing it here. You could use it any other time, but not right now. Is how that would go down.
No,
so great parents.
There is one move that Bluey's mom does that I'm like, whoa, where she shakes her tits like that.
Oh, you get into that? Oh, shit.
But she doesn't really have tits down. She's probably a spaded, or she's maybe probably not spaded.
Nah, she's not spaded.
I did want to know that the music in this episode was genuinely good. And then it was just some like real like electronic dance music or something. But Owen, it all ended in a dance sequence, just like another round. You would have fucking hated it.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm doing this for my kids.
But at the end, the moral of this story is that sometimes your outdoor voice says yes, but your inner voice says no, and learning to deal with that.
Yes.
Okay.
Owen, your next episode.
Owen. K.
The next episode I watched was Yes Day.
Okay, I can guess this. Bluey, I'm guessing, gets basically was really negative about stuff, almost like the movie Yes Man, and her parents force her to say yes to everything for a whole day.
Yeah. Dennis,
I actually don't. I can't think about what this episode's about.
Can I guess again? Can I guess again?
Yeah, Dennis, have a guess again.
Okay. Similar to my first pitch, Bluey is mad that everybody's always saying no to her. So her parents agree to say yes to everything for a whole day. And she learns that sometimes it's not good to have all your wishes or yeses granted. Sometimes it's good to hear no, because she probably ate too much ice cream and stayed up too late.
Damn, you nailed it. But they went to a water park. They went and got toys. They did. God, what else did they do? Basically all the kids things, like, can I eat all of this candy? And they had to say yes, so they got a stomach ache.
And they learned that, like, yes, it's good to...
What season is this one?
It's not a real episode. I made it up.
I was going to say, I haven't seen it. I passed that.
Dennis, I can see him, the panic in his eyes. He's like, I've seen every episode. I've seen them all.
Okay, we did just write an episode.
Yeah, and that would have gone great, and that was good.
That does sound like a Bluey episode, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So the actual next episode I watched was was Dad Baby.
You had me, Owen. You had me.
I had Dennis. I was watching Dennis the whole time, seeing him squirm. I was like, he's going to start Googling and be like, "What? Wait, I don't remember this episode at all."
And you just said Dad Baby. I can't think of what that episode is. Yeah, maybe describe the plot a little bit.
I'll just describe it because I use my things. They found like the old carrier thing that they wear around their shoulders to carry the baby, and Dad put it on, and then Bingo climbed inside and pretended like he was the... This sounds fake because Dennis is like, no, but Bingo goes in, and then Dad has to pretend like he has a baby and carries the baby around, and the mom's... He's complaining about how he's hungry and his back hurts, and then had to fake give a baby, and the next door neighbor came over to help while he was trying to watch a cricket match. Dennis, do you not remember this one?
I don't know. I don't remember what season.
So this
was
one is really a lesson for the dad. Like, this is a
kind of show dad episode. How
There's a few episodes like that are lessons for the dad.
I didn't really like this one. It was weird.
The dad's kind of schlubby and kind of like a childlike.
Yeah,
dude. But when you become a dad, I feel like it's just...
There's one episode he's just trying to watch a cricket match, and they're building a fort and like trashing the living room, and it's the most relatable episode out of all. And then he's like trying to go to the bathroom, and they're like, "You got to crawl through the fort," and he's like, "Screw this!" in the middle of it, and just stands up and breaks the whole thing.
That's what makes this show.
That's awesome.
Okay, can I get into my next episode?
I like to think that he's drunk there, too, because he's been drinking, watching the match.
They don't... I do feel like maybe they alluded to him drinking, or they didn't, which upset me, because, like, definitely seems like he drinks a little bit.
Yeah, well, yeah. I think there's another one called Stump Day where all his friends are over, and they have this two large stumps that they have to, like, take with an axe, and they're, like, it's a party, and they have an axe, and they're just destroying it, him and his friends. And the other girls like decorate one, and he's like, "I have to destroy that one." And yeah, it looks sweet. I want to have a stump day party.
Been able to write that episode.
All right, so the next episode and the last episode I watched, season 3, episode 3, Promises. Owen, what do you think this one's about?
Someone had to keep a promise. Someone broke a promise. Someone's feelings got hurt. I don't know who did it. But they said that they promised they were going to go somewhere. Something else came up. They weren't able to make it. And then they made up that promise later on.
I didn't really understand what you said there, Owen. Dennis, what is
promises? A lot of promises happened in this episode. I
don't know the name of the... Can you describe it a little bit?
I'm not that's your job. You're trying to guess. Tell
I'm
us
not
about
good
it.
With the names of what
I believe a direct quote from Dennis is, I can read every episode from line to line.
He's gotten one so far.
I'm starting to realize
that
my
one
kids
that
only
he recommended for us to watch.
My kids watch the same episode, I think, over and over again.
Okay. We've seen more Bluey than Dennis has, I think.
Go ahead.
I'm just looking at my notes, trying to remember what this episode was about. But I think somebody broke a promise.
No.
And the kids were really upset about it. And then, like, the parents slowly had to, like, regain their trust or something. I really
kind of like what I just said.
I don't know.
Oh, and you just kept saying the word promise over and
over
again.
I always said someone kept a promise, but it was broken. So then they had to make their feelings better.
But it did get really interesting at the end, because they really did have like a, what I consider like a really deep thought on promises. And they're just like, at the end, they're basically saying like, without trust, none of civilization is possible. Like, civilization is built on withholding or like upholding the promises. And the thought I kept thinking after watching Bluey is like, am I dumber or smarter after watching this?
Dude, this is communism, dude. Brainwashing. Well,
no, even capitalism is promises. It's, you know, accepting the fact that you sign that real estate deal, the person's going to uphold that deal you made. That's
not, nah, dude.
Easily...
You put contingencies in there. You got ways to back out.
Fuck your contingencies. But the few things that stood out to me from this episode is it opens up. The mom finishes cleaning like this room to like a pristine condition. And then all of a sudden, I think Bingo or Bluey runs in there and throws a puzzle down on the floor. And I'm like, oh my God, must be so relatable to a parent. Just like the second you finish cleaning, they just run in there and make a mess of it.
Yeah.
Also, they went to a trampoline park in this episode, Dennis.
I must have been on my phone during this one. Probably doing pod research.
See, Dennis loves Bluey so much because his kids are so entertained by it that he doesn't have to worry about what they're doing. They're zoned out. So he's like, oh, finally, I could just scroll on my phone or I could talk to my clients.
A couple more notes on this episode.
My clients,
promises.
So official.
This Bluey dad could really use a drink.
He's drunk all the time. That's just
I think that might
be too good of a mood.
And then I think they made a racist reference at one point, but I couldn't quite pinpoint what it was. But it makes sense because I think Australia is like a really racist country. So I'm like, they probably
they might just not be as PC.
No, I just don't think there's as many.
It's not as diverse.
Not as diverse. So it's just like easy to.
Fair.
Especially like if they're talking about cricket, it's easy to probably reference an Indian
is
person.
Is cricket a... I didn't know that was Australian. I thought that was England.
It's very big in India, but English culture or Indian culture is really big in England, like London. And then I think Australia all derives from like Great Britain. So I think there's like a lot of overlap
there. That makes sense. I don't know if I've seen this one, Kevin.
It wasn't that good of one. Let's get to Owen's
last
episode.
Stick to the ones I sent you. God damn it.
Jack Nicholson.
All right, my last one. Dennis has seen this one. Ice cream.
Can I guess?
You kidding me, Dennis? All right.
Ice Kevin, cream. Okay, I'm going to say a random word. Pringles.
I know how that episode goes. I feel like you can't even make it up. You got to be more clever.
Yeah, Dennis, guess what ice cream's about.
Let's turn this on Dennis, see if he's got it. Rack your brain a little bit. We'll give you a couple minutes or give you like 20 seconds to figure something out.
They play a make-believe game of ice cream.
How's that game go?
Ice cream. Who wants ice cream? I honestly don't know.
Jesus Christ.
I don't watch that much Bluey, okay?
Can I guess that one?
Yes, Kevin, yeah.
All right. They go to an ice cream store, like sort of like a Baskin Robbins with a bunch of flavors. And basically the kids always get the same ice cream, but they want to encourage the kids to try a different flavor, and that they learn by the end that like it's very good to get out of your comfort zone and try to.
No parent would
that's
do that.
Too kiddie. That's too. No,
every
like,
parent's like, just get whatever you get, want. I want to get.
No, yeah, I was gonna say, Kevin, that's too like, that's too 2 year old. That's old school. That's pre Bluey.
Yeah. Post Bluey's okay. Like.
Yeah. The dad's post Bluey's getting... like the dad's banging the ice cream maid. Yeah.
And he just keeps buying like more scoops so he can go.
He's like, I'm gonna hit the bar.
He's like, I'm gonna go to the ice cream store.
Kids.
He gets really fat. And, yeah.
All right, what's ice cream about?
So, the dad is going to meet up with Patrick and some other kid. Do you know who that is? Patrick's the dad. I'm asking Dennis. You don't know. Okay. Well, anyway, this is Patrick.
We need to get Fred back in here. He can actually offer some perspective on Bluey.
Yeah.
So Patrick's Bluey
just did an impression of his kid.
Yeah, Bluey and Bingo really wanted ice cream. They're passing up an ice cream, like a portable ice cream stand, and the dad's like, no ice cream today. And then Patrick brings his kid, and his kid has an ice cream cone, and he's like, fuck, Patrick. You fucking kidding me? I told my kids they can't have Patrick or ice cream. Now I'm gonna have to give it to them. He's like, I'm so sorry. The kid had a dinosaur stuck on his head, so I gave him ice cream, which I didn't understand. But
as a parent, can I ask you a really quick question?
Okay, go ahead.
Why would he not want to give his kids ice cream, and why would he be pissed at Patrick?
Too many sugar, spending money. Kids always want everything. Can we get
and more? Like, you have to draw the line somewhere. Okay.
Yes, and you just got to be like, no, we're just not getting ice cream today. Yeah,
and then they won't eat dinner, and then
and it's all fucked up.
You got to buy it. Stomach
ache. They get mad.
Wait, you're really asking why? As a parent, why don't you give your kids ice cream all the time?
Why don't you give your kids things they want?
I don't know.
They want everything. Is the problem too.
Okay, so. Got it. So they have to learn that.
But ice cream is that's a fair one, I guess, for ice cream. When you pass an ice cream parlor and they want, or ice cream stand, they want ice cream. You're not going to see that anywhere else. That might be an instance where you're like, all right, I guess we'll do it. But so then he's like, all right, fine, I'll go get you guys ice cream. They both get their own. This is where I felt like Dennis has seen this, because it seems very like on par for his life right now. So they get one scoop. They ask for big scoops, and his dad's like, no, you're getting the small one. So they both get small ones, and they're like, anything for you, Dad? And he's like, nope, got to watch my weight. And he's going to hand over the credit card, and the credit card machine is taking a really long time. And you could just see him sitting there, and he's like, I'll take two scoops of chocolate ice cream. And he just couldn't
That's
hold
so
back.
Relatable. This is Seinfeld. It's Seinfeld for kids.
Yeah. So I was like, damn, that just seems like Dennis if he was getting his kids, because he could not. He was trying to be good, but
like, honestly, Kevin, that's like half the reason I don't give my kids ice cream too. I can't I will get ice cream every time, and it's always like, yeah, it's never just a cone with one scoop. It's like, give me the Blizzard with peanut butter, chocolate, cookie dough in it. Like, condense the calories as much as possible. Yeah. So one spoonful is the most calories.
But after that, they both got their ice cream, and the kids were like, I want to try yours. And other one wanted to try theirs. But then they started complaining. They're like, no, they're going to take too big of a lick. And before that started, the dad's like, oh my God, no, please don't start doing this. And the one said, your tongue's out too far. And they're like, no, my tongue wasn't out that far. It was only out this far. And they just kept complaining. And then they kept complaining. And it got them to say, like, all right, we'll both lick each other's at the same time, which made them like start turning in a circle while they're walking, kind of like the carrot in front of a donkey to keep them going. That's kind of like what happened. They never did that. So the dad kept walking, and they were able to go on a walk. And by the time they were done, all their ice cream melted, and they didn't get any of the ice cream. And then they ended up, the dad's like, that's what happens, but you guys could just have my ice cream. So dad's ice cream, for some reason, didn't melt. So he gave his ice cream to them, and they shared that ice cream, and they did a good job sharing.
I don't think I've seen that one.
Have you seen Bluey before, Dennis?
A few episodes.
All right. So Let's start with Dennis because he has, I'm sure, the hottest takes. But what are your overall thoughts after consuming hours and hours of Bluey? Did we change your mind on anything or just confirm?
I'm surprised at how much you guys seem to like it. I didn't know. I thought I was just brainwashed by it. But I feel like maybe it is a different show.
Well, I'm not tuning in after this.
No, yeah, I wouldn't fucking watch it. I mean, but out of all the kids shows, like, it's one to watch because honestly, it's because the dad is the most relatable guy.
Yeah, he's so relatable.
Yeah. And so
the mom's relatable too. Like, just, I talked about it earlier. Like, she's like just kind of a bitch.
Yeah, I don't even remember her in it.
I don't like her name, Chili. It just makes my stomach hurt. I mean,
that's a dog name, though, you know?
Yeah.
Anything else, Dennis?
The episode I wanted you guys to watch is the one that just came out. It's like 30 minutes long. And it's basically...
You think we should still watch it?
It has a really good montage with a good song. And I did cry during the first... I'd cried during it.
Did you cry or did Lisa cry? Are you lying? Because you said...
No,
that
I cried. I got chills down my spine and I looked over. Lisa's crying too. And my kids weren't even fucking watching it. We were both watching it.
All right, let me throw you a curveball question, Dennis. When was the last non-Bluey cry you had?
Non-Bluey?
I like that. A non-Bluey cry?
What's that, Dad?
Man, this might get a little real.
No, you don't have to answer it. It could be media related. I cry about that movie about time. I watch it once a year and I just bawl like a baby. Like I end up in my in front of my mirror in my bathroom, just like, this is a good cry. This is a good cry.
Oh, damn. What movie is that?
You seem like someone that cries. They got to look at themselves crying.
Yeah. Cause I'm just
Kevin needs to look at himself at any.
I'm also just like trying to soak in the moment. Like this is like, you're crying because you're feeling something and it helps to look.
No, I gotcha. But crying in the mirror, like that's all.
That's the worst.
We've all done it. It's not the worst. It's kind of, you do it. I don't know what about it is good, bad, or other. It's just, there's feelings there.
You want to see it. Like, you just want to really fully experience it. It's the movie About Time, Owen, with Domhnall Gleeson and Rachel McAdams. I watch it once a year.
Have you seen that, Owen?
Okay. No, I haven't
seen it. Kevin suggested to me once. It's a good movie.
Damn, okay. Well, I got time this weekend. Maybe I'll give it a tune.
About time you watch that.
All right. Oh,
been trying to make time for Adventureland. But
wait,
I
want to tell you the last
Bluey
time I...
episodes.
Oh. Frozen 2, I watched that. I cried. But, yeah.
I feel like that's fake. You were going to tell us something else that you cried at and you didn't.
I did cry once just because I was so stressed out at one point.
Yeah, that's fine.
And I actually Same was here, looking dude. In the mirror too, and it was almost like
okay.
It was almost like I feel like I'm gonna cry, and I've like almost wanted to make myself cry.
No, that's kind of how looking in the mirror crying starts majority of the time. I think that's how it starts. Then the crying happens. You're already looking in the mirror trying to make it happen. Then you fucking got it going, and you're like,
yeah. And it's almost like trying to throw up, where you're like. You're sitting over the toilet and you're like, I just need to get this over with. And you think of like the worst, most disgusting thing.
Yeah, and you just have to like humanize yourself. That's why you look in the mirror. Like, look, I'm looking at you. This is the thing that's feeling these things.
I always punch the mirror and my hand bleeds and the mirror cracks.
There's normally a bunny in a bunny suit. I get my knife.
What were your thoughts on Bluey?
Donnie Darko reference.
What were your thoughts on Bluey? Final thoughts.
It was good. It's good. I think anyone could do it. And it's weird that it took that long to come out and to be this, like, it's just such a, this guy is a genius. But this is how all things, I think, happen. You see something like, man, why didn't I?
I think
about
the
that?
Really good things seem like anyone could do it. Like it just seems so natural.
Yeah, it makes it seem like you could have thought.
I think that's why it makes it good because it's relatable.
To keep bringing in Seinfeld, like to call something a double dip, it seems so obvious, but somebody finally had the guts to like publish it, and it's just like, oh, and now it should have always been called a double dip.
Yeah, it's almost.
Wait, they came up with double dip?
Before Seinfeld.
Well, I think it's more like it existed, but the feeling that people got about it, they've really amplified that. And they're like, yeah, I feel the same way when people double dip, where it's like you never really took the feeling of like something so simple and like put it out there.
Yeah, it sounds like we need to make an episode about crying.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that would be good.
Because we all agreed on it. And everyone,
sometimes you just cry in the mirror. Okay, my final thoughts on Bluey. Made kid.
Wait. Are we over Dennis's one episode? Because the one episode that he cried about, he didn't give us any background.
I kind of want to watch it.
Do we not want to hear
it? Do you want me to give you a quick synopsis about it?
Yeah synopsis. Don't call
basically,
it.
Basically, they're selling their house because the dad needs to move to a different city. And they're having, at the same time, they're having a wedding at their house for Chili's best friend and Bluey's brother, Chili's best friend and Bluey's brother are getting married at their house. And so
Bluey's got a brother.
Bluey, Bandits. The Bluey's dad's brother. Bluey's uncle.
Huh?
And Chili's best friend. Bluey's uncle, who's Bandit, the dad's brother.
What the fuck?
Who's he? Who's he banging?
Who's he fucking?
Yeah.
Better not be Bluey. This is
Frisky.
A kid show.
Her name's Frisky for real. Frisky and Uncle
Frisky
Rad are getting married at their house.
Uncle Rad or Uncle
I think
Brad?
It's Rad.
Yeah, I was gonna say if it's Brad, that's not a dog
name.
Yeah,
they're getting married at their house, and they're also selling the house at the same time. So a lot of emotions there. But it has a really good montage.
So basically just like to mix such a happy occasion at the house while also getting rid of it can really.
And like things happen and it probably ends the way that you think it ends. And
yeah, they get too drunk.
there actually is a moment where Bandit's other brother crawls out of the bushes like a day after the wedding.
Oh, yeah, totally.
This episode is made for adults.
And it's Australia. Yeah. They really drink in Australia. So
And they drink Foster's.
Did it start with the Foster's is actually not an Australian beer.
Oh fuck. What is it?
Sorry to ruin everyone. They just use that as a marketing ploy. But Dennis, did that episode start with them getting into a car and then Bluey got to sit in the front seat? Okay, because I was like trying to watch it and I saw like a clip of it. And did the cop that pulled them over? Cops have been painted in the worst light for the last 5 years. When I saw that I was like, oh shit, the cop's coming. Like he's gonna be fucking pissed that this kid's sitting in the front seat. And it was the nicest thing that it's like, oh, cop, Mr. Officer, I read the rules. This is what the rules said. And he's like, well, I should know that. That's okay. Like, you have a great day. And they're like, have you seen so and so? Have I? She sped down the street. I gave her a speeding ticket. And there it was like a very nice conversation.
Dude, that is so funny because
I thought the same thing.
I'm like, this is the friendliest cop interaction I've ever seen. And I'm a big live PD guy. And these cops wouldn't make it not interesting, but it's a good interaction.
Okay. My thoughts on Bluey.
Cops are good, though.
They're important. They are important. People forget that.
Yeah. So it was
this show makes kids seem pretty annoying. Not quite ready for that, personally. I kept thinking, am I dumber or smarter from watching?
Am I dumber or smarter from watching this?
This is basically the end of the day. It's like, should I have already known this? Or am I learning something? So
I think it's a great kid show. And it's perfect. Like,
I could have one kid. I could have one kid and I would be happy. I don't think I could handle two.
Yeah, I'm just kind of just getting it, you know, pulling the Band-Aid off and living in chaos.
This is like, how many can I fit in here?
I'm so used to chaos.
How big is this house? Do I need to put a bedroom downstairs?
I have a bedroom in my attic. So
is it kind of like a tattoo, Dennis? It's just an addiction.
It's just all I know. I don't know anything else anymore.
All I know is kids.
But I was thinking about like the way I thought about, because I'm about to have another kid, and the way I thought about like losing my voice, the way I thought about having Freddie, and a newborn is so much
Damn, get the mirror. He's
choking up.
Okay, wait. Let me look at myself. I don't know what I was going with. That just ended with that.